Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to get into all the fake news paid for by the Pentagon and the Justice Department and the rest of them and private corporations coming up. Right now, jamming in a few phone calls. Paul in California, then Steve, Jason, Tom, and others. Paul in California, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I wanted to refer your listeners to a couple of resources. First one, it's a book by a man named Daniel Ganser. And the title is NATO's Secret Armies, Operation Gladio, and Terrorism in Western Europe.
Now, that goes off of European declassified files, hundreds of terror bombings staged, and the former Italian presidents and intelligence chiefs have gone public and admitted that mainly U.S. Army goes out and stages terror attacks.
Okay, so it's about a 300-page long book. If people find that too tiresome, they can do a YouTube search for Operation Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O, and it'll pull up a documentary on the subject.
Yeah, just seconding you, we've interviewed him several times, and it's true.
Yeah, and, you know, for folks who find even that tiresome, you can refer to mainstream movies like Shooter or The Package to find out how our own military, creates these so-called terrorists.
Or Graham Greene with his Quiet America, and that's actually based on some real things that happened, but they fictionalized it where the CIA was staging terror attacks in markets. But take The Shooter. They go find a patriotic American, they tell him they need him to be part of a drill, and then they set him up and try to kill him to blame him for trying to kill the president. And so that's what they do in the real world.
Right. So, I mean, you know, some folks probably listen to your show and they think you're paranoid or delusional, but it's the things you talk about have occurred so many times that... This situation in India, it smells very heavily of CIA and ISI.
Well, I mean, ISI and CIA are interchangeable, and the government officials are saying our intelligence is infiltrated, our intelligence is Western-run, they are staging it so they can overthrow us. I mean, you know, it's on record here. There's no key bono. They have no motive in Pakistan to attack India.
Right, and there's one more resource I would recommend to folks. It's a German movie that I saw at the 9/11 Film Festival. It's called 9/11 False Flag, and it's in German with English subtitles.
Now, Andres von Mulo's in it. It's excellent.
Totally skewers the official story about 9/11.
Well, you know, mainstream TV on a planetary scale is running shows saying that 9/11 was an inside job, but in the U.S., they've got a whole flotilla of new hit pieces against myself and others, and I've decided not to participate in them because they just stack the deck. But, yeah, no, they're really trying to strike back. The Empire's striking back right now. And, look, you can't put the genie back in the bottle, New World Order. I mean, I think the New World Order is going to lose right now. I mean, I think they're and I think they realize that as well, but it's going to be hellish. See, they can destroy the economy, and then things will be so bad with crime and rioting, we're going to beg for the army. And then, see, that will set the precedent. You understand?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, most Americans are good, decent people, and they know the difference between right and wrong. And I don't think they're going to stand up to watch this country go the way of places like Indonesia.
Oh, by the way, it's declassified. It's mainstream news that Indonesia staged hundreds of bombings to target the Christian minorities and others.
Right, and then they blame it on sectarian violence.
Absolutely. They all do it, folks. It's in Army manuals. It is officially declassified that every Army captain in Special Operations and Black Ops is taught how to stage terror. It is policy. Okay, the Army is the main group staging the terror attacks. I've done an analysis of it. They use the U.S. Army. We'll be right back.
Do you you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, folks. For the next 40 minutes, we're going to have Diane Fresetta on, the Center for Media and Democracy Senior Researcher. Diane Fresetta coordinates the CMD's No Fake News campaign, co-authored the CMD's three groundbreaking reports on video news releases, fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed, and still not the news. Stations overwhelmingly failed to disclose VNRs in No Fake News, and authored two formula comments to the Federal Communications Commission on behalf of the CMD, one addressed disclosure of VNRs and audio news releases, and one addressed embedded advertisements in news programming. She also relaunched CMD's weekly radio spin and co-produces, co-host, and co-engineers the 5-Minute Audio Report. You can check out her bio at prwatch.org, the Center for Media and Democracy, prwatch.org. And I remember 10 years ago telling people about government spending billions a year on fake news, paying to have what I call propaganda placement, not just product placement, put in TVs, shows, movies. You don't have any of that on Genesis Network. When it's an advertisement, we tell you, this is a sponsor, here it is. But everywhere else, in radio, in TV, in print, it is widespread. And there's government, there's corporate, it's massive. And we have one of the leading experts in the world, Diane Fresetta, on with us. Diane, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You've got the floor. I mean, talk to me like I'm a six-year-old, as Jesse Ventura likes to say. Explain this in basic terms. Break down the acronyms. Tell us what's going on.
Sure. Basically, well, you know, just like you said in the introduction, what we have is these fake TV news reports. The public relations industry calls them video news releases, or VNRs. A similar thing happens on radio news called audio news releases, or ANRs. And they're, you know, when you hear that, video news release or audio news release, it sounds like, well, you know, that's maybe just sending out information. What's so bad about that? You know, people think about a printed press release and think it's maybe similar, but it's not. You know, the problem with these TV fake news or radio fake news reports is that they are created by PR firms or created by PR people within companies or within government agencies. They are designed to be seamlessly inserted into news programming, but they're paid for whatever, you know, company, whatever government entity is being reported on.
And the Government Accountability Office said that when the White House purchased billions in fake news 4 years ago, that every time was a felony. But still, the White House continued. But that's government end. You're saying the majority is on the corporate end. And to explain this, they will pay TV stations to basically act like something is news, report the teleprompter script with a video package, or play another video package produced by somebody else, and they're being paid to put this out as if it's news.
Right. The Government Accountability Office had some really strong and really important rulings about government video news releases, and they said, yes, they, unless the source of the video is clear, it is illegal covert propaganda. And the Bush administration's response to that was to say, well, you know, actually, they turned to their executive branch, the Justice Department and the Office of Management and Budget, and then they said, well, you know, we don't agree with the Government Accountability Office. We actually think that these are fine and they don't need to be disclosed as long as they're informational and not persuasional. And of course, that's complete bunk. You know, we totally disagree with that, along with the Government Accountability
Office.
They're
totally persuasional. They were caught, Congress reported, dubbing in fake applause of different audiences and then cutting to Bush. I mean, this is the most raw propaganda imaginable.
And it's about really important issues. It's about what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the U.S. military presence is there. It's about the No Child Left Behind education policies. I mean, the reason why they are paying and the reason why companies pay to put out these segments, these, you know, really fake news segments, the reason why they pay them is because they know they need to persuade people, and they know that they can't, if they leave the reporters on to do their job, that they're probably not going to get stories that they like. So that's, I mean, that's the essence of what's going on.
Also, I've seen reports, can you speak to this, and then we'll get back into the some of the examples of this and how widespread it is,
mm-hmm.
and what percentages of news is now completely fake propaganda. This also contributes to massive layoffs in local news organizations, because it allows the stations to basically run these packages and then cut back on staff.
Right. And I mean, that's one thing when you track the public relations industry like we do here at the Center for Media and Democracy, you realize that, that what is bad for news, what's bad for reporting, what's bad for democracy, literally, is actually good for the PR industry. So it actually happened a little bit historically, a little bit the other way around, where there were, you know, multiple conglomerations, the ownership of media outlets became more and more concentrated. These corporate parents decided that they wanted to increase their profit margins by reducing their investment in newsrooms. They started laying off news, you know, reporters and personnel on their TV and radio stations. The PR industry said, hey, you know, these newsrooms are having a hard time filling the news programming with less people. Let's give them propaganda to fill it. Of course, they didn't call it that, but you know, let's take advantage of this basically by putting out these fake news reports that benefit our clients, whether they're pharmaceutical companies or the Department of Defense.
Now let's get into the Department of Defense. Let's get into government and corporate and go over some examples of that with our leading expert, Diane Frasetta. But one other point in all of this, you know, Congress comes out and says, this is illegal, but it just continues. From the evidence I've seen, it's actually intensified since those rulings.
Right. I mean, it's definitely a continuing problem. It's something, you know, we just said about how the newsroom cuts have really hit people working in TV and radio, but and also print too now, unfortunately. But so it is a really entrenched practice, basically, of using these fake news reports.
Now, when I tell the public about this, though, they have trouble believing it. They go, this isn't Russia. This isn't China. There isn't fake paid-for news. Even if I have the New York Times, they don't believe it.
Well, I mean, it's been proven over and over again that this is the case. And, you know, and it's interesting when I talk to people, a lot of times they just get angry or they say, you know what, I wondered, you know, I was watching local news and I wondered why are they having these reports one after another about how great this new drug is? You know, why are they telling me the brand name product, you know? So it's something that I think some people do suspect. But it definitely does go on all the time.
Here's an example. Walmart's doing this. So all the local news in Walmart every night has their logo, you know, with this save more, live better, whatever. And it's little ads about how great Walmart is and the great products they have.
Right. And, you know, when TV stations, we've done a lot of work. We actually, when we did our reports, every time that we caught a TV station doing this, we contacted them. We talked to the news director. If they would talk to us, we talked to the news director and we said, you know, why do you do this? Why is this going on? And what are your policies on disclosing when you do use these fake news segments? And they tell us, you know, we have policies against this. Somehow this is just a mistake. Somehow this slipped through the cracks. But when you have major stations, you know, across the U.S. routinely having this go on, you know, pretty much every day, if not, you know, more than that, then it's not just slipping through the cracks. It's something that's a real problem. And these statements by the Government Accountability Office, the laws that Congress has passed with regards to the government VNRs, really what we need is some enforcement.
Let's get into the Pentagon, what it's up to.
Sure. I mean, and this is something that I don't know if you've talked about this. There was this is sort of a related story that came out in the New York Times this weekend, sort of a follow up on the Pentagon pundits and the Pentagon sort of paying these or sort of really using these retired generals to get out their messages on network and cable TV news. But I mean, that's really, we would say, you know, part of a continuum that goes from these VNRs that have been used again to get quote unquote good news about Iraq and Afghanistan on your TV set.
Yeah, that's right. The public isn't told these generals are getting, in Tommy Franks's case, $550,000+ a year to go out and give a message about how martial law will keep us safe. And it turned out he was paid for that. At the time, I said he was paid for that. I saw him saying it all over TV. 500 and something grand. You know, it's not just Armstrong Williams getting 244 grand to go out and say no child left behind.
Right. And, you know, the really disturbing thing is, just like with the video news releases, the fake news reports, when you have these military people that are being, retired military people that are being fed their talking points by the Pentagon, but are supposedly independent voices, you know, that the networks are really failing to do their very basic job of checking into the backgrounds of these people, of disclosing to their viewers, you know, who is paying this person and what other interests do they have that might impact what they're telling
you. Great point. Of course, the majority of the stock of these companies is owned by defense contractors, the news. So what do you expect? Stay with us.
Hey, GCN listeners, if you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift this year, listen up. This message is going to make holiday shopping very easy. This year, give the amazing Survival Seed Bank to friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full-acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if necessary. And here's the best part. The price of Survival Seed Bank has been drastically reduced for GCN listeners this Christmas. You might even want to pick one up for yourself. The price goes back up January 1st, and the supply is definitely limited. Think outside the box and into the bank this year. Give a Survival Seed Bank by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to give the perfect gift.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, Diane, Prasetta is our guest. You can check out the Center for Media and Democracy at prwatch.org. Okay, I had a lot of questions, threw a lot of stuff at you. Give us your basic rundown. Like if you were talking to a group of college people, trying to explain the basics of this, let's get into some of the corporate propaganda.
Sure. Well, basically, a lot of this is health-related information. We've had multiple examples of, say, like Pfizer puts out a video news release, the fake TV news spot, talking about how great their new inhalable insulin is. It gets aired on multiple television stations. None of them tell their viewers that actually this report about Pfizer's new drug and how great it is actually came from Pfizer and Pfizer's PR firm. So this is what we're talking about, but it's not just health. It's everything around the holidays. You're probably going to be seeing a lot of information about shopping and gifts. A lot of those people are either appearing from fake news spots or they're quote unquote paid experts that receive kickbacks from the companies whose products that they're recommending on the air. And then we have, a number. General Motors is actually, it's pretty interesting. I wonder if their current financial situation is making them cut back, but General Motors is another company that we just saw putting out so many video news releases, promoting themselves, promoting their cars, that, it was pretty, they were our number one corporate source of fake news that we saw in our reports.
What about financial institutions? I know they've got a lot of PR going as well.
We did. We saw VNRs coming from the fake TV news spots coming from Capital One Bank. There were some tax preparation companies that we saw putting out video news releases. A lot of these are dealing, everything General Mills. It was kind of funny. One of theirs was talking about pancakes and how, the pancake is the best food ever. And you should have that with your family, not just in the morning, but you can have it for dinner, too. So these are the things that get put out, that get put on your television newscast. And it's really blatant. A lot of them are promoting products. Some of them are sort of burnishing the images of the corporations that are putting them out. There are also some that deal with policy issues. And we saw one very problematic video news release that was aired without any disclosure that talked about global warming. And it actually came from the lobbying firm that works for ExxonMobil. And it was calling into question the fact that global warming is impacting the severity of hurricane seasons.
So there's actually propaganda being put out about global warming that's being paid for.
Oh, yes. Yes. And that was just the tip of the iceberg. That's one instance of fake TV news that was being put out. But this same firm, ExxonMobil's lobbying firm, was also paying people to write op-ed columns. They were getting them on radio shows. And it was all about, questioning what has been proven scientifically beyond a doubt that, global warming does exist, that it's due in large part to human activity, and that we really have to get serious about addressing it.
But on the other end of that, there's a lot of stuff being put out in the media by big corporations and people that want the carbon taxes on the other side of that. But let's get into some of the other things that are going on. Not, buying news reporters, paying news reporters, not just Armstrong Williams, but that's one of the few that came out. People being paid at the New York Times. We also see things being paid for in movies, not just Doritos commercials or Taco Bell. There's also the Army is paying to have the images and favorable things set in films.
Right. Yeah, and I know the military. There's a long history of military involvement in Hollywood. And actually, if movie producers and writers will agree to have the military sort of on set guiding what they're doing and how the storyline reflects the U.S. military, that actually the military will grant them free use of military equipment, in their movies, which is a great value, of course, to anyone who's trying to put together a movie.
But they have to review and approve the script.
Well, I know, I don't know the details of those sorts of arrangements,
It
was basically a quid pro quo. If you allow us on, if you allow us to help shape your movie, then we'll give you free access to what would be otherwise, very expensive and hard to get equipment for movie producers.
Well, there was just a report put out today by Think Progress with Karl Rove, pressuring Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just in the news as well. When we get back with our final segment here in just a minute, I want to get into how much money is being spent by government and then how much is being spent by corporations that you know of for fake news. I know a lot of it's hidden, but I remember 4 years ago when this really first broke big time, it was a report of $1.8 billion spent by the White House through different federal agencies just to try to pass the prescription drug package. I mean, that was just an incredible number just to pass that piece. And then, again, this is nonpartisan. It happened under Clinton, goes on under Bush. Now Barack Obama coming in. Where do you see that going? In a final segment with our guests, then your phone calls and a lot more. And the Health Rangers joining us talk about melamine.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rises. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Shetta is our guest, Center for Media and Democracy senior researcher. Okay, in the 10 minutes we've got left with you, first off, I really want to appreciate you coming on the show and also your organization, the great work you're doing. The numbers, I mean, I know a lot of these are hidden and hard to discover, but what type of numbers are we talking about with government buying fake news for propaganda and inserting it in radio and TV, predominantly in movies, and buying reporters to put out a spin versus what corporations are doing?
Right. Yeah, it is difficult to find this information, but the Government Accountability Office, the same, really, I think, you know, they just have a lot of integrity, nonpartisan arm, investigative arm of the Congress that also called out the fake TV news spots as propaganda, they did a study back in 2006 that looked over 2.5 years and said basically how much money has the federal government spent on what they called media contracts. And that includes PR contracts, that includes the fake TV news and the fake radio news, that includes advertising buys. And they said it's $1.6 billion over 2.5 years. And, you know, that's probably an underestimate, you know, because that doesn't include the regular sort of spending that goes on within government, you know, the government spending on salaries of its own PR people, you know, the things that it doesn't have to contract out for. So, you know, that's an underestimate. Unfortunately, everything that we have pretty much is an underestimate. But we know that this is a massive operation. And, you know, I want to say that I totally agree. It's totally bipartisan. This is something that has been happening under Democrats and Republicans. And unfortunately, the trend is that it just gets worse and worse over time. But, you know, and then when we're looking at government versus corporate fake news, you know, most of the fake news that comes out of PR firms actually is paid for by corporations. And for that, we don't really have any hard numbers, except that there have been some scholarly studies of the fake news industry that estimate there's, you know, tens of thousands of just the video, the video news releases, the fake TV news segments that go out every year. Your average newsroom, one study estimated, gets 10 to 15 of these every day. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about basically, you know, a huge industry unto itself to really put these sort of these ads, these propaganda spots into your news programming.
Absolutely. And then there's product placement by the institutions themselves. If you watch Fox News, you'll notice every day on almost every show they will pitch a book with a quote author, usually somebody who works for Fox News, and you find out it's being published by News Corp. So there's a lot of that as well.
Right, definitely, yeah. Cross-promotion is their term for it. But, yeah, it's basically ads within programming. And you mentioned earlier that we did sort of as part of the Federal Communications Commission's looking at embedded as advertisements and trying to figure out, you know, how should these be disclosed, that we also filed a comment with them to say, look, you know, this is happening in news programming as well. It happens all the time. It's happening increasingly, especially with morning news shows. And this is something that, you know, we really need disclosure on. We don't have disclosure on it right now.
What is the most egregious industry on the private side? I mean, just watching local news and national news, it appears to be the drug companies, where sometimes, you know, a third of the reports are about how great this new drug is, and here's the company, and its stock's going up. And of course, it's come out that much of that is paid for.
Mm-hmm. I would say that that's probably a good bet, actually. The health-related segments are something that, unfortunately, TV and radio news people are very open to. You know, this is something that they see as news you can use. This is something that that listeners and viewers are often interested in terms of, you know, just sort of gauging their own health and figuring out, you know, what they can do to keep themselves healthy or to become healthy. So it's an easy sell, unfortunately. So really, not just the pharmaceutical industry, but definitely them along with other health products, sort of over-the-counter you know, remedies, and these are they're companies that really overwhelmingly do use these fake news products.
In the 4 or 5 minutes we've got left, other key areas that we haven't covered, points and information that listeners should be made abreast of.
Well, I would say that it's really important if you hear something, if you see something that you think might be fake news, if you see, you know, a specific product name being repeated over and over again, if you see something that just, you know, it seems like a red flag to you. Maybe there's a reporter on screen that you've never seen before and you don't think that they work with your local, you know, news team. Call up the station and just say, what is this? And where did it come from? And where did you get it? And is this fake news? Because I think that basically the stations that put this stuff out really need to feel pressure, and they haven't felt pressure yet, even though Congress has come out against this, even though the Federal Communications Commission is investigating the incidents that we documented and gave to the FCC. you know, this is something that really the stations need to hear from their listeners, from their viewers, just saying that this is important to you and you shouldn't be putting this on the air. But if you are, at the very least, you need to tell me where this comes from and who paid for it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of other stuff I see where, say, the state capitol has its own little news outfit here in Austin, and then I see and hear their reports, little things they produced and started in news. So we know government's doing that. And then they had a fake bio release about 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, at the DPS office in North Austin, and I could tell it was fake watching it, so I went out there. And it was all part of a drill, but then psychosomatically, a bunch of police collapsed in downtown Austin. They were bringing people out on stretchers out of the DPS. Turned out that that was all part of a two-day drill, and the media played along with really what I'd call a psychological warfare operation. So there's a lot of other crazy stuff going on that needs to be investigated. So I called up the local news station. I think it was ABC. I'm going from memory. It's actually on video. It's in one of my films because I jumped live on TV with a bullhorn and said it was fake. And I called up the newsroom and I bluffed him and I said, I'm going to talk to your news director. And the guy got on and I said, I know that's fake and I've got witnesses that's fake and I'm going to report that that's fake. And then they came out in a later news report that night and said that basically it was fake. So I bluffed them into that. And I don't usually use those tactics, but I did then when I was younger and more out of control. But, you know, the point is that there's a lot of weird stuff going on. It's not just paying for fake news. There's lots of well, here's another example. They had a fake nuclear spill in Kyle. This was 9 years ago. And when we hear nuclear spill, the Army is taking over. You know, they shut down I-35. So we drove back roads, got over there. And then before I could even find out if it was fake, they announced two hours later on radio and TV, okay, it was only a drill. So, see, they do that to create some type of psychological effect. Very, I mean, are you aware of anything like that?
You know, offhand, I'm not. We tend to focus on the public relations industry and PR tactics, but I mean, it's certainly it's just horribly, you know, clear that even though news media and the ability to be informed about what's going on is really essential to a functioning democracy, too often the people who are supposed to be the gatekeepers for news are just really dismissive and just don't seem to get the importance of honest, accurate reporting. So it's very concerning how open they are to this kind of manipulation, whether it's by, you know, government or corporations. And this is something that I think really, in addition to building sort of media alternatives that we know are accountable to us, we need to put pressure on the bigger, you know, the mainstream media outlets to say, you know, this doesn't fly anymore. You know, you really need to be honest about what you're reporting and you need to be accurate and you need to disclose where you get this footage from, and if it comes from a PR firm or if it comes from a government agency versus your own reporters.
All right, Diane Perseta, I hope that folks will visit prwatch.org. A lot of great videos and audios and a radio show that you do as well that you're involved with where you break this down each week. A lot of information. And I know the listeners of this show are pretty much aware of this, but your friends, your family, your neighbors aren't. We have to discredit this. We have to expose this. We have to tell people that, you know, it's not just PR and spin in the news and an agenda. It is corporately and governmentally paid for, and it needs to be dealt with. It needs to be countered, and we need to all be honest with ourselves and not look through a political lens or rose-colored glasses here. We need to coldly, scientifically look at this like Diane Forsetta is doing. Diane, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care. All right, folks, I know we've got loaded phone lines, Steve, Jason, Tom, John, Jake, and others, and I've got a bunch of news I wanted to cover. During the interview, the stack is about a foot tall on my desk. I need to clean it off. The last 2 weeks of news is sitting here. All my stories I had in order fell off on the floor. So, Paul, will you do me a favor, because I don't have time to do this, and I won't be able to cover it next hour. Will you come grab this big stack all over the floor? Because when papers fall off, they, like, explode. Will you pick that up, please? And then dig through it and find me the headline about home inspections, forced inside home inspections with zoning. That's one I really want, and thank you so much. He's here to run the do what, bro? Anyways, folks, I could Google it back up because that is a huge stack. I don't know how you're going to find it in there. You know what? Let's just go ahead and go to some of your phone calls. And I have this news about a world court to enforce the environmental laws. No, that's the stack. That's an old stack over there. It's like a paper explosion in here. Before I go to Steve, Jason, Tom, John, and Jake, in my stack, I had YouTube comments and some comments from my own website. People can post in the InfoWars stories and kind of use it as a message board. And there's people in there that can't be this stupid. It has to be staged. Because they're in there saying, I heard Alex on Coast to Coast. He didn't give any of the documents on the show. I can't find him. He's making it up. On the show, I said, here is the name of the article Paul Watson wrote. It's filled with links to our archives on this, and it has links to the Defense Department documents, the 400-page recommendation, the 40-something page command letter to the military commanders, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51. I mean, I listed it all. I listed the Military Commissions Act. I mean, and these people, they can't be that stupid to where they really couldn't find it and they really didn't go and look. It's got to be staged. And I know they admit, I didn't cover this whether I should have brought this up, billions are spent a year by corporations and the government. That congressional report was really 1.6 and it came out it was 1.8 just on 1 year. It wasn't 2 years. They did a study 1 year before and then didn't conclude in the next year because they didn't have the data. In fake blogs, fake PR, it is just all over the place. And people need to disclose if they're involved in this or not. And the folks need to investigate organizations and groups and find out so you'll know for yourself. But just know it's all polluted with it out there. There are very few media outlets of any size that aren't. Well, I can proudly tell you Genesis isn't and this show isn't. And my first run-in with this was in 1997 when Mark Keister, the program director at KJFK FM, big FM blowtorch broadcasting all over from north of Waco all the way down to San Antonio. It's 98.9, now a Spanish station. He called me in his office and he said, we just got a really big buy. And I'd been there about a year and a half. He'd never told me what to say or what not to say. You know, it was First Amendment at its best was the motto. They changed it right after that, by the way. And he said, it's a big buy. They don't really buy a lot of ads. He goes, this is a special thing. I didn't know what it was at the time. And he said, the one thing they said is that, you know what? Just don't worry about it, man. I can Google and pull it up. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't even have to read the article. I can just cover it if I want to. Thank you. Just don't worry about it. So he called me in his office. Now, I think from memory, he said they were spending $11,000, or was it $14,000? I forget. It was a big buy for the station. And it was just a PR announcement about the LCRA and the lakes and the water supply and how much they love you and Lower Colorado River Authority. They basically seize control of the whole water supply of Central Texas and the aquifers and have their own SWAT teams and the rest of it. Big, giant compounds everywhere. And I was like, the LCRA, he said, doesn't want to be aired in your show. And they don't want you to talk about them. Well, I didn't really then know who the LCRA was. I wasn't one-tenth as sophisticated as I am now. I'm not claiming to be that sophisticated today. I'm just saying I'm a lot light years ahead of where I was. And I went, what? And they said, yeah. A couple months later, he goes, you know what? They dropped. They said you talked about them. And I went, no, I forgot about that. I didn't talk about them. So, see, it was all about influence peddling. It was all about buying a bunch of ads, and then just so they could withdraw them and say, oh, one of our ads ran in his show, and he talked about us. And I said, but I didn't talk about him. And he goes, well, it doesn't matter. It's a weird thing. Just go off and do your show. And then he left and became the head of the YMCA in Austin. He's a nice guy, Mark Keister. And they brought a new guy in, and he walked up to me. Mark Stacy was his name. And he said, you don't talk about Waco and the massacre. You don't talk about my Marine Corps anymore. You don't talk about Bill Clinton. You don't talk about George Bush, or you're fired. And I was like, but I've got some of the best ratings on the station. I've got all these sponsors. And they, he just said, you know, that it was on a power trip. So, you know, I don't like to be a worldly person, but it is a pleasure that I defeated that guy. Because when he fired me months later, he goes, get your stuff and get out of here. You got a problem with it? I was being real nice. I happen to have BBC with me, BBC film crew. And I said, well, I'm going to get my headphones. And he said, no. I said, get out of here now. And I said, you're trying to start a fight, and it's not going to work. And I said, I'm going to get my stuff, and I'm going to leave. And he goes, you're never going to be on radio again. And I said, you know what? I said, you just watch. Because they didn't even understand that I'd already started my Genesis show for a couple of years. I was doing it out of my house. It was already on AM and FM. They would, like, laugh at me. I wouldn't even believe it. I would sit there, and I would talk to them. And it was just, it was so ridiculous. And none of them knew anything about radio. None of them, it was a total joke. The guy that actually hired me over there, his name was Sharkman. That was his, you know, nickname. He didn't want his real name on air. And he'd been on nationwide CBS radio, nationwide with Z-Rock. You know, when that was like on hundreds of stations. So he was a real radio guy, been in radio like 20 years, had top rated shows. And of course that had all imploded down to just Austin, and he was the program director there. And he was the guy that saw me on Access TV. In like 1995, when they were about to shift formats, that called and got me into radio. And he got out of there. He quit. He said, I know, I'm not for this censorship. I'm out of here. Now he moved to Arizona, got married, and got some kids now. But anyway, Shark Man, what a great guy. Nobody's ever heard that story. But I remember then they hired the promotions guy to be the program director, and this guy couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag on the radio. He had as much... Oh, it doesn't matter.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Okay, we're going to have open phones in the next hour. And the health ranger joins us about GMO foods, the melamine in the milk. They couldn't pay me $1 billion to shut up about melamine and be involved in the deaths and illnesses of all these babies. I mean, how do people sell out? Now the news is telling us melamine's not bad for them. That's all PR. It's all paid for. Well, you are going to hear an advertisement right now, ladies and gentlemen, for 5 minutes with Ted Anderson. You know, gold dropped quite a bit yesterday, but rebounded and is going up right now, right up to the close to levels it was. And that's because they've radically tried to deflate the price, but all the analysts are out there. I mean, literally, hundreds of top analysts saying it's just going to explode. And Ted sold out of all that super deal on gold when it was, you know, $85 cheaper than it is now. He sold out of all of it but two types of coins. But he has some other good deals and some other good buys he just made. And I would take advantage of this gold and silver now, ladies and gentlemen, and to get some of that paper currency that's being devalued, the dollar plunged today, to get moved into that. Mainline analysts are now going from 10% to 30% you should be in physical holding metals. And it is just so important to do this. Ted, tell folks about today's offer.
Oh, yeah, Alex, you're just exactly right on that. The francs went up about close to 10 bucks. The British sovereigns went up almost 20. Just a little bit short of that. The two coins in gold that are still left at the prices before, and they'll move up too. $10 Liberties right now are at 653 and are due for about an $85 increase. The $10 Indians are at 673, the same thing, about a $90 increase on that one. Now, I didn't mention the fact that I still have silver at the prices of what, back when silver was $9, the Walking Liberty halves were at $8.40. Then there's still that today, so you have that opportunity to be getting in on that as well. There's a few little things, a few stragglers. I mean, I had to pick up. I mean, it was millions of dollars worth of stuff when silver was down at 9 and gold was at 7. I still have a few of these things left over. It's always been one of my favorites to get into the smaller pieces of gold and as close to melt as possible. And that's why I recommended those francs and British sovereigns, and so did you. And, man, did people ever get a good buy on that. Holy cow. But this stuff here is the same way. I mean, it's small gold. This stuff is more private. I mean, this is the pre-1933 U.S. gold.
This is stuff you bought when gold was $80 less than it is right now.
That's exactly.
And you still have to tell folks specifically what you have left.
Yeah, well, it's the $10 Indian and the $10 Liberty. I have the Walking Liberty halves, and I still have some of the MS-75s that are slabbed in the holders by NGC. They're currently right now at 384. But really, the two best buys I have on my entire inventory right now, bar none, hands down, I mean, you're going to pay practically $100 more when this stuff sells out, is the $10 Indian and the $10 Liberty.
What about silver?
Silver is, Alex, silver is really a good buy. I mean, people, if you don't have silver right now.
Do you have silver at the last deal price?
Yes, that's the thing. I have a nice little
supply. And silver's been exploding in price right now. So, folks, he has it when it was a lot cheaper. But how much silver do you have left?
Well, I have a position. I believe I have a little bit more than 10 bags of these Walking Liberty halves yet to sell.
Now, that's not much, folks. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers are there until midnight. Give them a call. And this is the very tail end of all this. Not much left on the silver side or the gold side at the insane prices. 80-something bucks below what gold is right now. So just an amazing deal. 800-686-2237. Tell them it's the Ted Anderson, Alex Jones radio special to take advantage of that, or you will be paying today's prices of $80+ above that. 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.
All right, there goes Ted Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Got him on quickly before he takes his son to a driving test. 800-686-2237. At the Health Ranger, your calls and a lot more coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved